Blog Talk Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Good evening, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Yeah, it's not Saturday, but I thought you would love to hear from this guest. Oh my God, on Insecure, Black Lady Sketch Show. She has been all over, and she was writing for Saturday Night Live. Yes, it is Natasha Rothwell. Oh, my God. Her one-liners on Insecure, like, just, I'm on the floor. I'm dying. So I think this is her on the line. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Good evening. Is this
Hi.
Natasha?
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much
Natasha.
For calling in.
Of course, of course.
So I thank you again for taking the time out to call in. I know you're on the West Coast. It's a different time. But thank you again for being able to do the show tonight.
No, I'm happy to call in and tech you guys.
So you have done a lot of stuff, I think, behind the scenes. People just aren't aware of that. You were writing for Insecure, and you want to tell a little story. Maybe some people don't know how you actually got the part of Kelly.
Sure, yeah. I moved out to L.A. to write for Insecure season one, and in the writer's room, we were working on creating Issa's world, and one of the writers, Ben Dugan, pitched, you know, maybe she has this friend who's just, you know, no filters, fun, and that's how Kelly was born. But it wasn't until a few months into the writer's room when Issa and Prentice, our showrunner, approached me about playing her. So it was totally unexpected and totally awesome at the same time.
Now, the funny thing is the opposite thing happened at Saturday Night Live. You went to audition, right? Is that how I understand it? And there were
That's
all these
right,
black
yeah,
other actors.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah,
started
they helped audition. Yeah, yeah. So the opposite happened there. So it's a real example that, you know, sometimes you get what you need. You may not get what you want, but you get what you need.
So now why acting? I mean, why did you become a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, a pastor? Like, what drew you to acting?
Well, acting, I can do all of those, right?
That's true.
It's
yes.
It's an awesome expression of my creativity that I've discovered at a very young age, and it's something that I've always felt, you know, made sense of me as a person, and creating and writing and acting, it was the thing that just, you know, did it for me, and I feel really lucky to have found it so young.
And now, does your family support you in this? Because a lot of families are like, you want to be an actor? You're going to be poor. You're going to be begging for change on the corner, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I know some of those stories, but fortunately, that's not mine. My parents are so supportive, and originally, I went to school my freshman year of college. I majored in journalism because I, you know, told myself that I didn't think my parents would be supportive, and, you know, after my first semester, it took one semester for me to realize I need to be majoring in theater. I told my parents, and I thought they would be upset, and they said, you know, we were always confused about the journalism. We thought you would always major in theater. We're happy that you're happy. And so it was
that's
a real
so funny.
that
is funny that they
I'm
were supportive
so
and thinking
excited.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh my God. So now you also have a love of Seinfeld and Friends. Did I read that correctly somewhere?
I'm fans of both, but they're I'm more of an Office girl, but those are amazing shows, and I reference them, I think, the interview you're referring to, as examples of shows that growing up I would watch and didn't necessarily understand those worlds, but as a person of color, I was able to watch, shows about white spaces. And I was just basically excited that, our audience for Insecure is diverse as well, because audiences that don't look like, the people on our show can still connect to it in the same way that I connected to Seinfeld and Friends and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think so, because that's the beauty. I mean, Black people are people too. We have people issues and dramas, and I think that's why I love the show, because I mean, it's hilarious. It's real to me as a Black woman watching it. I'm not the same age. I'm older. I'm 50. But I can relate still to that time in my life and different things that the characters are going through. Love relationships and trying to find a job, and being the only Black person at the job type of thing that, Issa's going through. Now, are we going to see more of the character Kelly? Because I have people telling me, oh my God, I wish she would be on there more.
I think in the same way we use all of the characters that aren't Issa and Molly, our function on the show is to help tell their story. And so it is a privilege to be able to have a character that, it's a once in a lifetime. You get to have a character that's so beloved by people. So I feel really lucky that I get to be on the show. But, like salt, too much salt, it ruins the dish. And so we'll sprinkle Kelly in where it will, where it's necessary for sure. And I think audiences won't be disappointed with, the times they see her this season.
Now, you have been in some other things, like the characters where you play the child. She was hilarious. She was giving one-liners to the adult in the show, talking about, why aren't you dressed for the job? And, all types of things that a child shouldn't be saying. And she said she was originally looking for candy. How did you get that Netflix gig? Did somebody recommend you? Did you look for it? How did that come about?
At the time, Brittany Siegel, who was an executive there, reached out to my manager because she had seen me performing at the Upright Citizen Brigade in New York and doing sketch comedy. And it was Netflix, their attempt to give sort of the sketch comedians out there the stand-up special treatment, because a lot of stand-up specials are very common, where you get 30 minutes to sort of showcase what you can do, but that didn't necessarily exist for sketch comedy. And so I feel really lucky to have been a part of that sort of that amazing group of people, to have 30 minutes to sort of like play with ideas that I've been sitting with for some time. So
now, I heard that you like animation. And we've heard you on, tell the audience some places we've heard you, they might not have known it was you.
I am Van Allison on DuckTales. I was on this past season of Bob's Burgers. I play a firefighter that, gives Bob some trouble. I don't know if I'm forgetting.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I love doing it. Yeah. Well, Sonic, yes. I play myself in Sonic. I'm not animated in it. But yes, that's
right.
Also what I was a part of. Yeah.
So now, do you see that going any further? Like, are you going to look into more animation, voice things, or how is that looking in the future for you?
Well, I was just announced yesterday. I'm going to be doing a pilot for Comedy Central with the Broad City Girls, Abby and Alana, and an animation, adult animation called Mall Town. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. And you're going to be writing as well as performing, or what are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, I play the lead, and I'm an executive producer on it.
Wow, awesome. Congratulations. That is great. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I mean,
thing.
Did you, like, dream? Like, I mean, you know, when you're younger, you dream about certain things, and then when you get into adult, you're like, oh, I wish I could do this. Like, what is your ultimate dream? Like, what is your ultimate thing for, what do we see 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What is Natasha Rothwell going to be doing?
Well, I don't know. I think that's the beauty of it. I think as any person who sort of is able to pursue their passion, any sort of accomplishment and thing, you know, that you didn't think was possible, if when those things start happening, it just challenges you to dream bigger. And so I feel really fortunate that I'm able to have a career do what I love in so many different ways. And so I'm excited to see what that looks like, just like you.
Yes. So what about teaching? You were teaching in the Bronx. What would you tell a young actor today? Like, what some tips you could give them in the industry, like how to handle themselves?
I think the biggest thing I would say to them is to be prolific and not perfect. And what I mean by that is just to create as much as possible, because it allows you to really sharpen your skills and really allow you to get better and grow as a writer or performer and actor, whatever it is that you're trying to be creatively, is just to do more of it and find ways to do it. So that's the advice I would give.
Thank you so much, Natasha, for coming on.
No problem.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
You. Have a good one.
Thanks
okay,
so
you
much.
Too. Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That was actress Natasha Rothwell from HBO's Insecure. I hope you guys check them out. And she's going to be doing a lot of good things in the future, as you heard. You can check me on Twitter at Joy Keys, or you can check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And you can check us on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. And earlier I did a show on autism. You can check that out. That was from 7 to 7:30. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Joy Keys, and you can check out the autism show.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.